Here's a tempting little test, and it's all about a secret code which the CIA can't break, even although it's right there on their doorstep.
Yes, it's a tale of mystery and of sculpture.
Yes.
Those two words don't often go together, do they, Rod?
No.
This is the Kryptos sculpture, which lives outside the CIA HQ in Langley, and it's been puzzling the brightest brains of the CIA, who can't crack the coded message that's written into it. Now, recently there's been a major development in that the sculpture may contain a mistake. So all those boffins who are banging their heads against a wall may have actually been led up the garden path by the sculpture. Well, to find out a little bit more, we spoke to Alonka Dunnin, who's the author of the Mammoth Book of Secret Code Puzzles, and she told me what the Kryptos sculpture was like.
Well, it's a puzzle that's in the center of CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. And if you were standing in front of it, what you would see is, first there's a petrified log that's standing on end, and coming out of it, this log, which is about 12 feet tall, there is a long sheet of copper about 20 feet long. So you have this big sheet of copper that looks sort of like a flag coming out of the log. And punched through the copper are thousands of letters. And these are a code. It's a challenge to the employees at the CIA, which was installed by a sculptor named James Sanborn in 1990. And there's four codes on it. Three of the four have been solved, or we thought they'd been solved. And there's a fourth section at the very bottom, which is 97 or 98 characters, which has not been solved yet, and it's one of the most famous unsolved codes in the world.
And it's interesting what you said about thought we've been solved, because there's a little hitch, isn't there? There's a little problem insofar as Mr. Sanborn, the sculptor, has come forward and said, hold on a minute, folks, there's something not quite right. What's actually wrong with the sculpture?
Right. He evidently, when he made the code on the sculpture, he removed one of the letters to kind of make things look prettier on the sculpture. Well, he accidentally removed something very important, and it turned out that some of the code, this changed the code, because the kind of code that was used, each letter is decrypted not just by what it is, but by where it is. So if you shift a letter left or right, it could say something quite different. And what we got, I can read the second part to you. It's a few sentences long. Would you like me to do that?
Go on, yes.
Okay, part two, what we originally thought it said was, it was totally invisible. How is that possible? They used the Earth's magnetic field, X. The information was gathered and transmitted underground to an unknown location, X. Does Langley know about this? They should. It's buried out there somewhere. X. Who knows the exact location? Only WW. This was his last message. X. 38 degrees, 57 minutes, 6.5 seconds north, 77 degrees, 8 minutes, 44 seconds west, ID by Rose.
I feel like bombers, Russian bombers, should be circling already. You know, they should be homing in on the signal you've just given out over the airwaves.
It sounds very Bletchley Park,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Alenka, it's Rod here, and I'm completely lost. Of course, the only WW I can think of off the top of my head is Walter Winchell, the father of three-dot journalism, but it couldn't be him.
In 2005, Sanborn finally admitted who WW was. He said it was William Webster, who's the director of the CIA at the time that the sculpture was installed.
Of course. And the log is a complete red herring, isn't it? It's a bit like the log lady in Twin Peaks, who just appears from time to time.
Or maybe that's just what he wants you to think.
But the key is this ID by row, which is the last bit at the end, isn't it? Because that's the bit that sort of didn't make sense. That's the bit where the error creeps in, is that right?
Exactly, because remember I had those X's in between sentences. Well, there had been an X right before that last part where it says ID by Rose, and that's what the sculptor had removed. And what it should have done is it should have turned anything after the X into just complete gibberish, but it didn't. By sheer accident, it came into a series of letters, ID by Rose, which looked like English, and so that's what everyone thought that the answer was.
So you all thought this was like Rosebud in Citizen Kane. Here was at the end, was an important clue to the final unsolved bit of the puzzle.
It could Rosebud, it could have been a compass rose, it could have been some sort of hint for something else. However, when Sanborn heard people talk about the answer, and he would hear them say 44 seconds west, ID by Rose, he didn't understand that they were saying ID by Rose because they thought it was an answer. He thought they were saying, oh, well, we decrypted it using a Rose technique or something. And so he signed off on the answer and then didn't know that everyone was actually getting it wrong.
So is it a bit of a sign of shame in the CIA that they can't actually decipher the last bit of this puzzle? Are they hanging their heads in shame? Are they embarrassed? Do they shuffle into work past this sculpture because, you know, the best brains in the cryptographic universe can't crack the puzzle?
Well, I think in actuality, the head of the agency, CIA, is probably delighted because it means that the people at the agency are working on what they're supposed to be working on, and they're not spending time goofing off at their desks working on the crypto sculpture. There's also another agency in Washington, D.C., the NSA, the National Security Agency, and they're really the code agency. If anybody should be cracking codes, it's really NSA, not CIA. And I've heard rumors that there are a few people at NSA that are kind of grumbly that they haven't solved this sculpture yet. Supposedly, when the sculpture was installed in 1990, and then, according to an article in the Sun Journal, the NSA, the deputy director, actually put together a team to work on crypto. So they had a team of four people, and they put all the NSA computers on it, and they still only solved the first three parts. They were never able to solve the fourth part. So maybe with this last bit now that we know what it's supposed to say is 8 minutes 44 seconds west, X, layer 2. Now that we have the correct interpretation, maybe we'll finally figure out what part 4 says.
But surely you've already got the map reference. Ilonka, has anybody actually been there?
Yes, I was there once. I was speaking about Al-Qaeda codes after September 11th because I have this other cryptographic experience. And at that spot, it points to the courtyard where Kryptos is, but it doesn't point exactly to Kryptos. The 6.5 seconds north, anyone who's played with GPSs or geocaching knows that a tenth of a second of latitude is a very specific location, about 10 feet across. And the exact location points to about 150 feet southeast of the sculpture. And I've gone there and other people have gone there, and we haven't seen anything unusual. It's a courtyard. There's a duck pond nearby. There's lunch tables. So it's possible that it's not that location that's important, but that it's supposed to be used in juxtaposition with something else. Maybe draw a triangle or a quadrangle and see where the fourth point is. We don't know. We just have all these different theories that we're looking at.
I'm going to say it sounds a bit like something out of the Da Vinci Code, but there's a connection to that even, isn't there?
Yes. In the American version of the book, in the hardcover book jacket, Dan Brown hid five puzzles within the artwork of the book jacket, and two of those puzzles refer to Kryptos. Now, one of them is the latitude and longitude coordinates, but 1 degree off, and the other is the words, only WW knows. Now, Dan Brown has said that the hints in the book jacket are giving tips as to the subject of his next novel, which he has done with other books. For example, in his book Deception Point, at the end of the book there was a code, and that code, if you decrypted it, it came out to the sentence, "The Da Vinci Code will surface." So we know that Dan Brown's next book is probably going to be called The Solomon Key. It's going to take place in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be about the secret society of the Freemasons. He generally does these like treasure hunts. His books are, you go to one place, you get a clue, you go to another place, you get a clue. So chances are that Kryptos is going to figure into the next book as one of the places to get a clue. Though it's interesting that we did this announcement about part two being wrong, and then like 2 days later there was an announcement from Dan Brown's publisher saying that the next book has been delayed. So we don't know if that means that now Brown is now furiously rewriting the next book.
There you are. Amaze your friends, Ilonka Doonan there. And she says that Dan Brown's next book is to be called The Solomon Code, and it's all about the Freemasons. That's good fun, that, isn't it?
It is indeed. I just love the idea that there's a sculpture outside Langley that the CIA can't decipher.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.